It's coming up towards 7 o'clock. Elise Morgan joins us now with the finance news.
Good morning, Fran. It's turning into another day, another record on global markets. The main US share indexes recorded new highs this morning, with the Dow Jones rising above the 16,000 level for the first time. Traders are optimistic about the prospect that the US Federal Reserve will continue its cheap money policy well into next year. That follows the testimony from the likely new chair, Janet Yellen, last week. Currently, the Dow's 0.25% higher at 16,004. The S&P 500 is seeing a smaller gain of just 0.1%, after it rose above the 1800 level for the first time earlier in trade. It was a quiet night for data in the US, but in Europe it pushed indexes to record highs. Germany's central bank says it's seeing a gradual recovery of economic activity, which it expects to continue, and the Eurozone's trade surplus grew by more than expected. And we also saw some upgrades to some major listed utility companies, and that also boosted the gains. So we saw Germany's DAX close at a record high after rising 0.2%, and London's FTSE 100 added almost 0.5%. Despite this, though, futures trade indicates the local share market here will see a poor start to trade. The SPY 200's down 0.1% at 5,395. The Aussie dollar is benefiting from a fall in the greenback. It's now buying 93.7 US cents. West Texas crude's down to 92.9 US. And gold's also falling, Fran. It's now worth $1,273 US an ounce.
Thanks very much, Elise.